for your Alley C today.
So it's the holidays, but the fight intensifies over revealing President Obama's birth certificate. Even one of the big mouths on TV gets into the fracas. We're going to talk about that and a slew of other things on this little old show we like to call America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney, and we're here locked and loaded for this next hour to talk about some of the fringe things going on in the world of politics. It's a dead time, really, in the Capitol. The newbies will be ushered in next week, along with some familiar faces. And, of course, we know politically the ideology will switch somewhat with the House going to the Republicans and the Senate picking up more Republicans, but still heavy on the Democratic side. What does it mean? We don't know, because we had some bipartisan things pass in the last couple of weeks that surprised a lot of us. The entire time I've covered politics, I haven't seen anything like it. Now, you had this situation with Bill Clinton, but to have the lame duckers go through the way they did, picking off everything from Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the repeal of that, to the tax cuts, extending it, cutting a deal for unemployment, the START treaty, the ratification, and then a slew of other things, even the budget. And that had to happen because there's no way they were going to come to a standstill in Washington. So instead, you get the 10-week reprieve. That's got to be top on the agenda. It always comes down to the same thing that I say constantly, right? Follow the money. So what happens with the government when they come back and then they have to manipulate and play around with the facts and figures and try to make it all work? Well, follow the money. One thing that has happened in the last couple of days, it's so typical, isn't it? Mother Nature rears her ugly head, and then we are talking about it for a very long time. I get a big jolt out of this because I've gotten so many emails from people who live in very, very cold places where they get a lot of snow, and they've already been through a couple of big snowstorms. For goodness sake, the mothership is in Minneapolis. Could there be a colder place that gets more snow? Yes, there are a few that are on par with Minneapolis and other parts of Minnesota, but that's just the norm. And in New York, it's not normal to get 20-plus inches of snow. In Boston, yes, they get snow, but 32 inches. Yeah. New Jersey, well, we already know all that nonsense, that things came to a standstill on Sunday, the game between the Eagles and Minnesota, what a ridiculous game that turned out to be, was re-racked Tuesday night. The Eagles folded like a piece of pastry that wasn't cooked correctly, just whoosh, brutal. In the meantime, though, the digging out is what's important the last couple of days. So flights are on, game on in Newark and JFK. Have you ever been to that airport? Or LaGuardia. The problem still is, and although it's trickling out, it's working its way out. You had people who, thousands of people who couldn't get on flights, and then you had sold out flights. So where are you putting these people? If I'm supposed to fly out Wednesday, I'm going to fly out Wednesday. You're not giving my seat to the person who was stuck a couple of days ago. They're trying to work all that out. And then because of the way the city just wasn't handling the snow removal very well and the abandoned cars and all that, yada, 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 they had a hard time digging out. And, gee, are you surprised that people in the more remote neighborhoods in the city were the ones that were really stuck? Of course. Of course they're going to get stuck. The main thoroughfares are going to get bailed out first. And I was thinking about this. I'm sure newspaper delivery, how could you deliver newspapers? Maybe around your block, but how? 20 inches of snow? I think that'd be pretty tough. And the subways that have standstill in some places, and you know, the list of complaints still continues. And finally, the mayor admitted that there was a huge blunder and said that ambulance drivers probably made a mistake in driving down some roads that weren't plowed, that they should have stayed on cleared streets and walked down the streets to respond to the calls when they got calls. That's pretty bad because someone's having a heart attack. You're trying to get them in the ambulance. Well, now you're stuck because the ambulance can't even, the ambulance is going nowhere. So they did have some disastrous, life-threatening things that maybe could have been overcome, but because they weren't, didn't know how to deal with it and the streets weren't cleared, they just boxed themselves in by just driving right into the snow. I mean, no joke. Here's what one person had to say about the travel delays and how hectic and crazy it was, and this is typical of a lot of people and their response. Listen.
Turned out to be like 5 extra days, I believe, just wasted. It's been pretty hectic, I keep on calling back to base, I'm getting put on extended leave, since I'm in the military.
Yeah. That's the other side of this coin. How many people might have been happy with the idea of getting those extra days? A few. The rest of them, it's not so fun because you're not doing fun, cool things if you're already someplace where you're stuck. Unless you weren't stuck and you could go hang at your buddy's crib or whatever, then that would be a whole different deal. So strange day, certainly in the Northeast, and there's going to be more fallout. You can just bet on how the snow was removed and what did the union do and could we do a better job of responding and, yada, yada. On and on it goes. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, this hour, we've got We Can Count. Besides following the money, it is about the numbers. And so many things that we're talking about on this particular show fall into the number category. So We Can Count. We still have a lot of fun with that. We have some new features, too, that we're going to throw out there coming up in the new year. And more contests as well. I just talked to somebody in Los Angeles, and we've got a great big, this was a week or so ago. I don't want to give away any hints. And I'm not good at leaving the breadcrumbs. So we've got a big giveaway coming up that I think you're all going to be interested in that. And we, of course, are continuing We Can Count because Thursday is coming up on Thursday. We're heading into a weekend where it's the last weekend in the NFL. And then, boom, we're into the playoffs. And we will continue Nail the Score game throughout the playoffs. And then we put it to bed. Then we're done with another edition. It's been a wild season in the NFL. It really has been some strange finishes, strange stories. That's what I would term it. So if you had to sum it up in one word, what was this year's NFL all about? What would it be? And I think I would say strange, because there were awkward, crazy reports. There were awkward moments. There were weird blow-ups. I mean, even some of the stuff like the Rex Ryan foot fetish thing and Brett Favre and the woman who he was sending pictures to, texting to, sexting to, whatever, and how all of a sudden that was revealed. And I've just scratched the surface, so it's, like I said, strange sums up the NFL. All right, it's not strange where we're headed next. We're going to fill in the blanks with some of the odd stories on the day. Stay with us.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Shout out to all the people that are listening to us and chatting to us here in America tonight through the Powell Talk News Network, and they're from all over the world, not just here in this country. Got our pal Jack from the land down under. Boy, they've had some problems that they've had to deal with. What was I reading the other day? About the floods there. I mean, talk about a swamp. And it's pretty bad in Australia. I don't know who it was that I heard speaking earlier in the day, but they were, you know, we keep focusing on California and what California just went through, but they were talking about, how many inches of rain and what it's been like for the people in a couple of key cities in Australia. It's funny if you haven't been to Australia, or when you think of Australia, what city do you think of? Do you think of Melbourne? Is that what you think of when you think of going to Australia, or you think of other parts? And we're actually trying to take the show to Australia at the tail end or the beginning of the summer, I should say. And we'll see how that goes, but that's looking pretty good. So we may be broadcasting from the land down under, where they have that thing, you know, the water goes in a different direction. You know what I mean? It's like when you go to Europe and you're driving on the other side of the road. Duh. You can always spot the Americans. Well, two things. You can always spot the Americans because they're uncomfortable. Like they're renting the car and they're just, your brain isn't wired that way. And you're getting in the wrong side. You're not thinking about the right way to the right side of the road that you're supposed to be on. That can be frightening. When I went to Turks and Caicos, of all things, is an island. But same thing, you're on the other side of the road. And a couple of times people we were with actually almost got nailed when they were trying to walk across the street because they weren't paying attention. They weren't thinking right as far as the traffic was concerned. It's like you have to rewire your... You know, we have to rewire your brain. And in Australia, I think you have to rewire your brain if you go and visit, because there are a couple of things that are complete opposites of what we do in the United States. I thought it'd be fun to go back to some news you can abuse, and we're going to do that in a second, but let's take a couple calls. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Slammin' Sammy, how are you?
Okay, this is the last time I'm going to say it for the year 2010, because next week, since it's going to be 2011, I'm going to have a new saying.
Oh,
so
fantastic. Say it. Simply fantastic.
Right, and I'll say next week, because next week will be next year. Mm. When I think of Australia, I think of a sport that's only played in that neck of the woods.
Australian rules football?
Bingo. Yeah, and you see the officials who, you know, who bend their arms halfway, and they're wearing like the hats and the white jackets and the, you know, it almost looks like, what's wrong with this? Officials and shirts and ties, you know?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
You know, yeah, and you know, of course, in the Sydney Opera House, you know, and things like that, and Australia, and some Australians who are playing in the major leagues too. There were a couple here and there.
Yeah,
you know.
there's some Australians who are great athletes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think not just swimming and tennis players, like we said, you know, baseball players, you know, there are some that are playing in the major leagues.
Yeah.
Anyway, now let's just get political for one moment. Some people are saying the way that Michael Bloomberg is handling the snowstorm thing, because he wants to make a run of the White House or maybe in his third term as mayor. If he runs his third term, this could cost him. The way he's handling it.
Third term, he's done. He had to put the third term on the ballot, and the people in New York voted him in for a third term. So he's done. After this, that's it for him.
Right. Now he wants to eventually run for president. I think a lot of people are going to look at the way you handled the snowstorm here. And like I said, I just spoke to a friend of mine in Far Rockaway, Queens, again. The street still hasn't been plowed.
And now
now frustration is bent on, they're almost tempted to go to a New York City Public Works Department building and hijack a plow. That's how desperate it's getting.
Really?
At least for my friends. I don't know about the rest of the people in the five boroughs. And yet the funny part is, you know, they're having a college bowl game there tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's going to be bad. They were talking about having to clear all the snow. I think they got all the snow out, though.
Yeah. And, you know, like, they're thinking this is more important than the, you know, and you know, they're saying this is more, you know, like, this is more important than the 8 million people live in New York City. I mean, some people, you know, like, I can understand them, but at the same time, I mean, we're talking, as of last count, I think there were like 43,000 tickets sold for this game. So you have to think of, you know, all the money involved and things like that. Oh, by the way, Steve Cecil, I spoke to him.
Tell him we say hi.
You bet, because he also, well, see, because he heard about the weather in New York, and we didn't get any of it. He wants to know what the H is wrong with the Canadians. I said, well, that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know about the player we got from the Islanders. I said, well, he's got a hard shot, and he's a pretty good skater, and we didn't give up much, but that's besides the point. And in the world, and he's following the World Juniors too. So he thought of, if U.S. meets Canada again. Remember the bet we had in the last Olympics?
Oh, boy, people love that, too. I can't tell you how many people wrote me notes about having to sing the Canadian national anthem.
How about that? If Canada meets the U.S. in the gold medal final, we'll find out, like, next week. Same bet as last year?
Same bet. So I have to start warming up. Oh, Canada.
Yeah, I know, like, TSN, that's the Canadian equivalent of ESPN, they had a top 10 on how many people butchered O Canada? So I remember one time at a CFL game, this is when the CFL expanded into the U.S., a lounge singer really butchered O Canada. He almost sounded like, you know, like it was really bad. So then one of the CFL teams, in order to give him, you know, to put people in the seats, flew him in, and he sang it properly. So.
All right.
Yeah,
that could be a tough tune to try to make sense of. Hey, we got to fly, Sammy, but thanks.
Okay, take care.
Dan in Texas, you're up next. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind, Dan?
Madam President, you kind of cut me out on short on time. I'll make it quick here. First off, I'm sorry that Vic was a real dead dog for you, for your team.
Thanks.
Rex Ryan, you know, you can understand him having this foot fetish. I mean, after all, he is football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one time my dad and a friend of his saw a sign in Hollywood that said, hot nuts and elephant manure, and Al said, yeah, that sums this place up. California.
Ba-dum-bump. We need the rim shot to travel around with you.
Yeah, here's a good one for you. This guy came out of the bar just at closing time, and there's three or four other people there, and he dropped his keys, and the cops were watching. They see him, so he staggered across the street, and they were watching him still, and he dropped his keys again, and all the other cars left, and finally he started his car up, and they put the light on him, and they pulled him over, and they said, you've been drinking? He said, nope, haven't had a drop. And they said, well, why were you acting so crazy, dropping your keys and staggering across the road? He said, oh, I'm the designated decoy.
I'm taking that joke. I own that joke now.
Okay,
I love it.
Last but not least, okay, Obama, live birth is not valid. It has to be birth certificate, and he can't produce his because it says Mombasa, Kenya. Okay, that's all from me.
Well, let's see. You know what? Hey, thanks, Dan. This is the whole thing. If there is this certificate, then, you know, show it. That's what I say. Show it, because now you've got the Democratic governor saying absolutely. I mean, he's hounding them. See, he wants to put an end to the whole thing and the conspiracies and everything else. He just wants to say, okay, look, here it is, the end of story. Can we move on from here? So then, let's see what happens. Chris Matthews kind of danced around it on MSNBC the other day. He opened it up to discussion about it, had a panel on to talk about it, and then said that he thinks that they need to show the birth certificate. Why aren't they showing the birth certificate? Da, 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 da. And that now all of this has started over again because of, like I said, because of the fact that you've got this governor who's pushing and saying, we're just going to show it. I mean, I don't understand this. I know he was born here, and we're going to show it. So that issue has not been tucked away, and it's because Hawaii itself, the guy who's in charge of Hawaii, theoretically, politically, the governor, is saying, oh, we're going to show you. We're going to show you. So he better produce that. All right, hang with us. More to come.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene need to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Escape from New York. Tell us your stories. Share the nightmare. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Mark in New York. Mark, how horrific has it been for you where you are? Are things pretty cleared up? Were they cleared up pretty fast?
Well, you can't hear it from here. Maybe if I open up my bedroom window. There's a... Can you hear that rumbling?
I hear it.
It's a front loader, a gigantic front loader. They're going through my town and they're taking.
I love it.
It's amazing. They have a snowblower ordinance. You can't start it at 8 o'clock in the morning. I take care of a small piece of property for somebody. We have an arrangement. I cut this grass and I do snow removal. I was there 8:01 with the snowblower, a Craftsman, and I had some problems with Craftsman. I'm not ripping into Sears, but. Folks, you might want to look at another oven in Sears. Hopefully that, the hell with it. Anyway, I had that thing going. There was a 4-foot snowdrift in front of this piece of property. I haven't seen anything like that, I think, since I was a kid. I think I remember.
Wow.
And I had to make 3 passes. This piece of property, this one pass, it takes me minimum with a snowblower, maybe 6, 7, 8 inches, 9 inches of snow. It takes me maybe 10 minutes to do this piece of property. It took me 1 hour and 15 minutes, and I prayed that the snowblower wouldn't break down. I had to chop it in pieces, and I actually made a kind of a little design in the snow so people could walk through. It was really cool. I didn't get to take a picture of it, but it's just phenomenal, the amount of snow. And you saw in Brooklyn how the streets aren't even clear. Did Sam mention that in Queens?
It's terrible, yeah.
A woman called 911 and she lost her baby. She had a baby. The baby passed away.
Awful.
If I could just tell you, Mark Stein was filling in for Rush Limbaugh today or yesterday, I forget. And he mentioned this. And he mentioned this comment. We have the highest taxes in the country, in New York, Westchester County, where I'm from, New York City. And he, you know, Bloomberg said during the boom times a few years ago that it was not a privilege, but it was something like a privilege to live here in New York, and people like to pay extra. And Mark Stein's comment was, and everybody else's comment should be, well, you know, we're paying the taxes. Where are the services that we're paying for? It's, you saw the video of the, they were towing a front loader out of a street and destroyed some guy's
car. Crazy.
I mean, I had to take the initiative. I mean, people were looking at me with their were drooling. Oh, you have a snowblower. Can you help me get my car out? I helped shovel a couple of people's cars out. Total strangers. Didn't know who they were. Didn't want anything. And they were dumbfounded. I wouldn't take any money from them. I said, no, I mean, you know, I'm a good neighbor. Normally they wouldn't, you know, people you pass you by in the street, they look, they think you're nuts because you offered to help them. You know what I mean? And you're not looking for anything in return. But as far as, I'm glad you let me stay that, say that. Mayor Bloomberg, he did fall down on the job. And his stance on gun control makes the worst, the Brady campaign look like NRA members. He's not going to be elected president. He bribed the City Council of New York City to change the term limit laws. The people in New York City wanted two terms only. He bribed Quinn, who was the City Council man, in New York City. He got it his way because he bribed them. He's sitting on a computer payment scandal in New York that he's upwards of $100 million or even more, and he just shrugs it off. He's not this great administrator. He's a super rich businessman who didn't have any power. So he said, you know what, I think I'll run for mayor. You know, he should just go buy an island somewhere and leave the rest of the country alone with his tobacco, and his salt and his anti-self-defense. Just get lost. We don't need you.
He's done, though. When he's done, Mark. You don't think he's going to try for a fourth term and put that on the ballot?
No, they said that he's going to try. Well, they'll never stand for the New York City people.
No.
He may be itched for a position in the UN to go on his continue his anti-gun crusade in the UN, going around the world trying to disarm people while he has more bodyguards that you can stake a stick at with automatic weapons. It's just irritating the amount of hypocrisy and just two-facedness with this guy, similar to our president. And Philip Berg is still working on the let me just say this, I'll get off the air. If he's going to somehow bring some certificate of live birth or real birth certificate,
right.
What they're going to do is not make the same mistake that Dan Rather did. The people got a hold of that stuff. Now, whatever you believe about George Bush, it's immaterial right now. They created some documents that he was really AWOL from National Guard. Okay, fine. I don't care if he was with his nose full of coke somewhere else. But the documents were false. So what they're trying to do, if they're going to produce something, is produce something that's so meticulously close that they're going to try to get away with it. Because a lot of states, you might know this, the next election, the next presidential election, are going to have amendments to the constitutions saying you have to prove your birth certificate.
Right.
And it's so easy, Kate. I have a driver's license. You have a driver's license.
Sure.
I can look in my drawer right over here, my dresser drawer. I can pull out my birth certificate. If he spent more than $1 million in the courts already trying to hide it, and a couple of months back I called you and you sort of didn't want to deal with the issue, and I'm glad that you brought it back up because there's something there, and even if he wasn't.
Well, here's what I say, Mark. Listen, you're a level-headed guy. You really are. You have strong opinions. You try to keep yourself up on everything that's going on. You read a lot, all that stuff. But you give me this, and I would say the same thing. If I'm dead damn wrong on it, or we're wrong on it, then
right.
That's fine. Then let's see it. I'm cool with that. That's
right.
This is what the governor is saying. He's saying get off of this, and he's not just saying go away. He's going to say I want to produce this. Well, then do it. Then do it, and then that's it.
And I don't diminish. I understand America. There's people that the overriding concern is if he doesn't have one, if he wasn't a naturalized citizen, and he didn't fit the criteria to be president, then every single law that he signed, every justice he's appointed,
will be done.
It's done, and we'll have a humongous crisis because there's just support in the black community is going to be so huge. They're going to say, oh, you're coming after the first black man. There'll be riots. And Philip Berg's point was this: we may have to go through this because the people that put him in power, the George Soros, the bankers, they knew what was going on. I think Hillary Clinton knows too, because you remember Brennan, who's now his national security director. Brennan was the guy who owned the company that dug into John McCain, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama's birth certificates back during the campaign, and they shut that down. So what do? You keep your friends close, you keep your enemies closer. Where's John Brennan? John Brennan's at his right hand man with the Homeland Security, whatever. So it's real fishy, and it's bring it out. And if he wasn't born here, God, you know, you can't. How can you?
You can't.
It's just
you got to go back.
We have to know the truth. And
right.
This way, you have to hold true to the Constitution. And if we don't, then we get whatever we get. And thanks for your time, baby. I love you. And if I don't talk to you, Happy New Year.
Hey, you too. Happy New Year to you, Mark. Thanks for calling, and good luck with all the snow stuff. I'm glad you let us hear that, the front loader outside. I said this before, that Chris Matthews said, and Chris Matthews said this, he is definitely pro-Obama, and he said, listen, I'm joining the crowd here. Just put it out. Just put it out and end the crap. If he wasn't born here and that he's ineligible to be president, then fine. Let's find this out. The most Americans think it's nonsense and the birthers are crazy and it's a conspiracy theory that holds no weight. Hawaii is insisting he was born there. He was born there, and they've taken out an ad in a local newspaper announcing. They're saying that there was an ad announcing Obama's birthdays after he was born that supports that claim. So that was in the paper, just like any of us, the birth announcements, whatever. Still, it's interesting that we're not seeing the long form birth certificate now. And this is the thing. A lot of people forget this. Obama is not the only person who hasn't done this. There are just a few presidents who have no declared, let's say, place of birth as that landmark. Because you think about the birthplace, you know, there's a sign or whatever, the birthplace of Bill Clinton in Arkansas, Ronald Reagan, you know, pick a president, any president, and there isn't one for him, but he's not the only one. So during the campaign, we all know this, they had the certificate of a live birth, and it doesn't include the hospital where he was born, the doctor who delivered him, you know, all that stuff that's on if you go and take out your birth certificate and you look at it, then you'll see that same thing. Well, hey, listen, there's got to be something here. I think on the other side of this, you know, Mark's saying there's something to this. There's got to be something on the other side of this, too, because you've got why would the Hawaii governor who has just been elected, who's a Democrat and a friend of Barack Obama's, why would he relight this fuse? Because he's done that by asking the state attorney general's office to come, you know, make this public, to show the documentation. I'll tell you what, if he went rogue on this, like he didn't call the White House, like, hey, you know, this, I just want you to know, I'm furious over this. I'm gonna open this kettle of fish open again, and I'm gonna say this and this and this. If he didn't, they probably want to strangle him. That is what I'm thinking. So, because of course Obama could easily release it himself. And a New York Times poll back in the spring showed that only 58 of the people who responded to the poll believe, because they did a poll on this, believe that Obama was born in the U.S. So 58% believe, 20% believe he wasn't, 23% are unsure, but thanks to the governor of Hawaii, this is a raging debate, But this president hasn't released a lot of documents anyway, and he's not the only president to not release documents, like I said, but he hasn't provided a lot of them. Any thoughts on it? You can show us, or not show us, you can throw in your 2 cents. Can show us your 2 cents or throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop
costly pump-outs and repairs, and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with sun. Let me sing forevermore.
All right, so we're talking a lot about a couple of different things, whether it's the snow that's drowning New York and Bloomy trying to cover up whatever reasons and problems and whatever is going on in the city. You know, there was abandoned cars, there was problems with that, but there's a pecking order, and there's no question the pecking order is pretty apparent by who is getting their streets cleared. Follow the money, baby. You got the money, you're cleared. You don't have the money, we're going to try to get to you. We're going to try to do that. And we're getting closer. We're getting warmer. Getting warmer. Sad story, and Mark mentioned it in talking about the woman who couldn't deliver the baby, called 911. They couldn't get to her, didn't get to her. And they're investigating, of course, they're investigating that. But that was probably one of the worst things that happened. And it was the outrage over the ambulances more than anything that I think made a lot of people just hot, because you had people that had heart attacks, you had situations where they needed help, and, you know, sure, you can only do so much, but the problem was not knowing the streets that were cleared. There was just disorganization is what it was. So the snowbound Brooklyn building, that's where the woman was, like Mark mentioned, Brooklyn was the worst, and it was a 22-year-old college senior who couldn't get help. So no help for 9 hours. She was in labor and called. They called, and the baby was pronounced dead after that. So the 10 hours, just impossible to just impossible to get anyone in, or they're saying it was impossible to get anyone in. And the question that New Yorkers are asking themselves is, because they're putting it on the mayor, the buck stops, right, with the political guy who wanted to run for a third time, did, and got elected. Did he butcher this? Is it his fault? Should the city have been better prepared? And, yeah, you know, it's a giant snowstorm, so was there nothing they could have done? Could they have done anything better? Or, you know, some people are saying, who cares? I don't have to even work. They've been taking polls all over the place, and that's all anybody's talking about in that city, certainly. And people are talking across America and outside of America now more of this question of the birth certificate of Barack Obama, and it's because of the new governor of Hawaii. If you are one of the chatters, you might be seeing my coffee cup that I got when I was in Maui. Boy, Hawaii is an awesome place to go and chill. It is. It is a great place to go snorkel, scuba dive, hang out. And it doesn't have to be outrageously expensive, but it is now the seat of controversy once again. And there have been other controversial things surrounding Hawaii. But because of the ties of the president, and of course he's still vacationing there, the intrigue, I think, goes even a little bit deeper. Let's go to Jeff, patiently waiting for us in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Pretty good, Kate. This is your friend, the Special Olympian.
Yes, and what news do you have for us? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
What do you think of Detroit Lions beating Miami Dolphins this past weekend?
You know, we have Steve Budin on with us, and he's an insider kind of guy who breaks down the games for us, and he thought that was going to happen. He said, Miami, I wouldn't lay any money down on Miami, and sure enough, he was right about that. That was a big win for them.
And what do you think of the national championship for the Oregon Ducks versus Auburn this coming soon?
I'm gonna pull for your Ducks. I can tell you that. I'm
you
pulling for the
Steve.
Ducks.
Can you ask Steve when you see him? See what he
says. We're gonna have Steve on, and I will ask Steve about that because people are talking about obviously that game and looking at the lines. And I don't know, when I look at the offensively for the Ducks and everything I've been reading, and you certainly probably, I've seen a few highlights. I've seen a couple of games, parts of games, but I would say that offense has a great chance to put up some good numbers. I think most of the people I know in sports are going with Oregon in a squeaker, if you will.
I believe James told me he's going with Oregon. He told me to tell you.
Yeah, I think so. I think my money's on Oregon.
Well, I've been told by a friend of mine, it's a bookie, they're giving Oregon 3 points.
Yep.
So you should ask Steve when you see him. When will you
right.
see him?
We'll talk to him tomorrow and see. That tells you that they're thinking the same thing, that it's going to be really a close game.
Yeah, that's I want to know what you think of Dominic and Sue.
That's, you know what, that's good news because if you're a fan of just sports in general and these games, you know, these bowl games, and you're a fan of obviously of the Ducks, but it's more exciting, I think, even if you're one of their fans, to see it come down to the wire where it's really close instead of, I mean, I could be wrong, maybe you want to see a blowout, but I think, Jeff, you would rather, and I think most of the people, even in Oregon, would say the same thing, that they want to see a closer game, because if you've been watching any of these bowl games, you know, it's either one extreme or the other. I mean, it's either.
What do you think of Dominic and Sue?
The best.
He's from Oregon here, originally.
Yeah, the best. Absolutely. Just incredible.
And if I don't talk to you, have a happy new year.
All right, you too. Thanks for the phone call. I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because certainly we'll talk more about the title game into next week. But in some of the bowl games, we've seen some pretty big blowouts. There was a tight game with Oregon and Iowa and Mizzou the last time we were on the air. But how about what happened in San Antonio? Just got an email from someone. I was trying to pull it up about how disappointed they were. Oklahoma, they weren't disappointed in Oklahoma, but they were disappointed in the game. So Oklahoma State had 11 wins on the season, right? And they ended up with a huge win over Arizona. The final score was 36-10. It was the Alamo Bowl. And believe it or not, they were hoping for a tighter game, saying that there wasn't a lot of fireworks in this. It wasn't that exciting. They wanted it to come down to the waning moments or the tail end of the game for them to claim it. But, I don't know, when you're a fan of a team, a win is a win is a win, right? And who's complaining necessarily about blowouts? It's like I look at the Eagles and how pathetic they were against the Minnesota Vikings and a kid named Joe Webb who whipped them and pathetic play calling by Andy Reid. And I would certainly take the reversal of that, which would have given them a bye in the playoffs, too. So there was something to play for there. I think a couple of people have mentioned this. Maybe Mark mentioned it on the air, that one of the games is being played in New York, and there was concern over clearing the field. But it looks like that's okay. They almost took a page from the playbook from Minnesota with the problems that they were having with their stadium and getting people to clear out the University of Minnesota stadium because it was just completely trashed with, it was snow. And so they paid people, I don't know, $10, whatever it was, to get them to grab the shovels and help them because they could not pull it all up. They couldn't get it up with just the regular people that they had on staff with the crew there. They needed extra help. And I think in New York they grabbed a couple of extra hands too. Not as big. It wasn't as big as it was in Minnesota, but still it was big enough that a few people made some extra money. They might have been the only happy New Yorkers because the other ones certainly weren't. There's a woman in traveling, we keep focusing on New York, but there's a woman who's been protesting what's happened with the TSA because she's traveled a bunch and has been patted down a bunch. She made national headlines for her protests in Oklahoma City, and she's calling it her near-naked protest. So she's been banned from flying, and her name is Tammy Banovac, and she's, like I said, thrusted kind of in the national spotlight. What she does is she shows up at the TSA, shows up at the security checkpoints, and she's got only a bra and panties. That's it. So that's the get it next to nothing. And she was back at the airport a couple of days ago. It's the Will Rogers Airport. And they say she cannot board her flight to go home to Phoenix. Last month, they denied her access because they said they found traces of nitrate somewhere on her body. And so now she was so furious about that, she decided to do something a little bit unusual. Stay tuned for more of these twisted tales at security checkpoints in a neighborhood near you.